You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's, well, they're not actually in the sky, but it's Oscar Blues Brewing Company. They are one of the biggest supporters of OneOfUs.net. They make all kinds of great beers. They were the first craft brewery to put beer in a can, and they've got breweries open in North Carolina, two in Colorado, and one in Austin. They're really amazing. They've been a huge support to OneOfUs.net, and we'd appreciate it if you would support them as well. Also, you guys, subscribers out there, you know who you are or who you aren't. Please think about becoming a subscriber if you're not already. That is the way that we're able to put out all the free content as well as all the bonus content, of which there is lots of which in our forums for you guys. Become a subscriber, support OneOfUs.net, drink Oscar Blues Brewing Company, and, you know, don't be afraid to check out our other social media on Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, Twitter. We're all over the damn place. You know, when I was a little kid, I loved dinosaurs so much. Like, I loved them. The first movie I remember seeing in theaters at all was, they did a re-release of 10,000 Years B.C. with Raquel Welch.
And
I was
1 million years.
1 million, plebeian. Sorry, not 10,000. Sorry. You're right. And I was like, oh, man, dinosaurs. My parents would buy me dinosaur shit all the time. I was like, yeah, I wanted to be a paleontologist till I was like 13. And then I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I was like, I want to be an archaeologist. Because you think.
Thank you for knowing the difference.
That's what all those jobs are like.
I want to be whatever Steven Spielberg is making movies about.
I wanted to be a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I did want to be a parapsychologist for a while, too.
Want to be a Power Ranger. Can that you still not do a that?
Real job. I was a parapsychologist.
Oh, yeah, but not a real job. How much did they pay you?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, not a real job. Anyway.
That's harsh.
So I guess this isn't a real job either, then.
It's true. This is a hobby for you. For me.
Speaking as an artist.
This is getting real.
Like somebody who has never had a real job.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But my point being is that dinosaurs are still very near and dear to my heart. Or they were. I mean, one movie after another, this series has felt like it's intentionally trying to chip away dinosaurs from my heart. And this one, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, my heart is dead.
Still not the worst.
Heart is dead. I disagree.
We can call
really?
It.
Yeah. I still think 2001 is an atrocity, even compared
Jurassic
to
Jurassic Park 3?
Yeah.
I got some thoughts about
really? Because I thought that was a bit better than this one. I like that one better than 2, this one, or the last
this
one.
This one feels like Lost World in the sense it's just utterly forgettable and just completely just boring. I was bored.
But we are front loading our reviews here, so let's get into it. I'm Chris.
Patience.
I'm Frank.
Mike. Matt Frank, motherfuckers! That's right, we're talking about dinosaurs.
He just legally changed his whole name to Matt Frank, motherfuckers. We're talking about dinosaurs.
Damn right.
That's why.
I'm skipping.
Matt, the Indoraptor Frank.
Please.
This one, even though Colin Trevorrow, who wrote and directed the last one, is not returning to direct it, they got director J.A. Bayona, known for films like The Orphanage and The Impossible.
Doesn't
two films
make you
I
sad?
Really liked. It really,
really
does.
Really sad.
But unfortunately, Colin Trevorrow did write this one, along with
Colin, Book of Henry, Women Aren't People, yeah. Trevorrow.
Yeah, along with his partner, Derek Connolly, who he's written pretty much all his movies with, who I guess is equally to blame for his garbage.
Which is funny because I almost feel like the better qualities of Trevorrow's films are probably more... more attributable to... what's his name? Second guy?
Derek Connolly.
I don't know. My brain's filled with dinosaur names, not writer names.
Yeah, Derek Connolly source.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully he's going to be going the way of the dinosaars after this film.
Does he have feathers?
They're each other's enablers.
Oh, no.
We need to be stopped.
This thing is going to make a fucking $1 billion.
Well, yeah, because it has the words Jurassic World in front of it, or Jurassic anything.
No,
it's also got two
words. I was going to say, those are the words. Chris Pratt.
Yeah. You get the dinosaurs for your guys, and you got the Chris Pratt for your ladies.
Don't you guys love, like, he gets his, like, southern twang every time, like, he's around a dinosaur.
It's,
like, you're like, come on, girl.
You know, it's just like, dude,
is that how you talk to dinosaurs?
Yeah,
that's
how I talk to dinosaurs.
No. Well, I use a British one, but still.
You got a furry mouth.
I, for some reason, I go Russian. I don't know why. Come on, I have the rubles.
$4 million.
$20 million.
No,
$20 million.
$20 million.
$20 million. I am Russian stereotype.
Can't you tell? I want $4 million
for Putin's army.
Come on, blue girl.
Comrade. Comrade Rex, please.
So the plot of this film, such as it is, and boy,
there's a plot.
Yeah, I missed that part.
All right. So this takes place several years after the previous film. We see that the Jurassic World theme park, of course, is abandoned because it, spoiler, was all but destroyed in the last one. But guess what? There's volcanoes that were thought not to be active on the park. Hey, great job planning a theme park there. First off, guys, a place like, oh, well, they might be not active anymore, but multiple volcanoes are going to explode the whole island.
In fairness, Hawaii is currently drowning in lava. Yeah.
But you know, it wasn't in the modern age we were thinking, we should colonize that.
That's fair, that's fair.
Bryce Dallas Howard, who I can think of no reason based on what we know about her from the last movie would do this now,
is
now leading a dinosaur protection society.
Which makes me so delighted that they just were like, Woman nurture? That am arc for woman. Woman need child. Mother am woman. Sorry, that's my writer's room fly on the wall.
That's Connolly, calm down. Trevor has tried to actually write this script. Need nurture woman.
Well, at least they got her high heels this time.
Yeah, which even she's commenting. I was like, thank God.
She said it was. There's, you know, that sounds like Hollywood damage control to me. But go ahead.
She gets approached by Rafe Spall, playing a guy named Eli Mills, who works for the guy who was Hammond's best friend.
Talking about some fucking retconning.
I turned to Matt and I went, who?
Yeah, they're like, oh no, Hammond always had a partner with building Jurassic Park. Didn't you know? It just never got mentioned before.
So clumsy and so bad.
Minority Report.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They kept trying to build up this emotional connection that Hammond and this guy, they had matching amber canes.
Yeah.
I have one with a mosquito. I have one with like a weird beetle or something. Hey, it's like we're Wonder Twins.
All right, let me get through the plot setup before we turn this thing apart.
The same one. I thought he was just like snitched.
It's a different bug. Oh, yeah. It doesn't even look like a mosquito. I know what the amber looks like.
It might have been amber because it shattered pretty easily.
Let me get through the plot before we tear it apart. Sure. All right,
before you get carried
away. Please. I know it's too easy.
We have to do this.
Every level we could do.
We have to go back.
We're not going back to the island. Hopefully. And he goes, hey, look, I know you want to take care of these dinosaurs because you're like, oh, the dinosaurs are going to go extinct, ? If they all die on the island with the lava and stuff. But here's your chance because we're sending people back there for good reasons to go rescue the dinosaurs. She's like, yeah, I'll do it. And I'll even talk my ex-boyfriend, Chris Pratt, who has no good reason to go back to the island because apparently that old velociraptor from the last one, Blue, apparently there's something magical about that dinosaur.
They got a thing.
And they're like, but it's too smart. We can't catch it. So we need Chris Pratt there to catch it. So the team goes back to the island with a new group of willing
plucky
victims.
Adventurers.
And of course, you know, mysteriously, like motivated military guys.
Seriously?
Is the paramilitary guys? Are they? They're not bad guys, are they? Are the paramilitary guys bad guys?
Well, the guy was Buffalo Bill.
Well,
so
you know, and we're all
was him.
It was Ted Levine.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah. This thing moves really fast right through these plot elements, and to avoid spoilers, I'm just skipping to the next sequence, which is basically the bulk of the rest of the movie. Is dinosaurs back on the mainland, Lara Croft's mansion.
Anthony Hopkins' mansion from Transformers 5. Fucking kill me.
Giant,
go ahead.
New, even smarter, more deadly dinosaur that basically is Michael Myers if he was a dinosaur. Right? Yeah. I mean, I was leaning over patience. I'm like, I seriously expect this movie's going to end with Donald Pleasance going like, you don't understand that dinosaur is pure evil.
Oh,
it's
God.
No normal dinosaur.
Maybe he had the same hairstyle as Michael Myers.
Didn't he had it had the hands of like of the main character's mom in Dead Alive? Do you remember that Peter Jackson movie?
There was a lot of like direct references to Nosferatu with that dinosaur.
The thing had like the press-on nails that were 6 inches long type thing.
And it was like a solid slate black with just that one line of yellow going down the side.
As a monster fan, dinosaur fan, I actually thought the design was kind of dope. I thought it was a cool-looking monster. Cooler than the Indominus Rex, which is just big, boring theropod that they're like, it's white and it's got man hands.
I thought the Indoraptor, you can definitely tell that that's where they put the majority of their CGI budget, we're definitely going to be talking about CGI, I think, a little bit. But that, I mean, because it did look really good, and they had to skimp on other things, obviously.
Like a script?
Every other thing. Like an exploding volcano.
Or character motivations making the slightest amount of sense from the start of the film all the way to the end.
Bad looping.
These films are a succession, ever since the original film, these are a succession of people making horrible decisions. Now, to be fair, mistakes, dumb ideas, these are how you have movies. You need conflict. But there's a certain suspension of disbelief that just gets shattered like a sickly old man's cane on the ground when you just are like, it's almost like you can hear a producer from across the room saying,
hey, this needs to happen.
But sir, how do we make it justified in the script?
Fuck you, that's why.
You're the writer, what do we pay you for?
I mean, there's so many fucking plot holes in this thing. It's incomprehensible. Yeah,
it's so boring. You just don't care about it. You're not even invested enough to care about the mistakes.
There's implausible, as you're saying, and then there's just
garbage.
Absolutely makes no sense at all. Well, which, from the beginning, the premise of this film makes no sense. And the film even shows you on screen that the plot makes no sense. Because they're like, go there or they'll become extinct. Meanwhile, back at this mansion where there's underground labs filled with dinosaur DNA. What? None of that makes sense.
There's nothing. There is nothing in. Okay, so. Hang on, let me backtrack a little bit. There's nothing in the film to indicate that they can't just clone more dinosaurs. Now, in fairness, I would want to save the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are my friend, and I'm going to ride the T-Rex, and I will declare myself God King of America. But
we took a left turn into Matt's dream.
Oh, I've got a fucking plan. I've got a dinosaur attack contingency plan. Just wait for it. Anyway,
they will recognize me as one of his own, and we will become friends.
See, but I can't go far too much into detail because I'm already on a couple of watch lists. So
just a couple.
But the thing is, it's just, again, I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to kind of pull at your heartstrings with these dinosaurs and try to save them and stuff. The problem is that they're just these murder monsters. They see a person and they have to kill him. And it just doesn't make any sense that while there's an eruption going on, this Carnotaurus would stop to menace Chris Pratt. And then there's no reason the Tyrannosaurus would just, for no reason, attack the Carnotaurus, because apparently it's genetically predisposed to want to save people. But
is it? And then he stops and goes, Where's the banner?
I don't want to get too much into the spoilers because there was a bit at the end where I'm like,
same
talking uh-huh. seriously.
Well, every single Jurassic Park movie has the moment where a T-Rex does something that somehow saves the people, and then it roars, and you're like, where's the banner? It's the where's the banner moment of the movies. Like, yes, when dinosaurs ruled the earth, where's the fucking banner?
That is a great scene, but this is another problem with the film, aside from them having a really hard time of actually creating empathy for the dinosaurs, except for the one scene towards a little earlier in the film where I'm sitting here just like...
What scene was that?
We don't want to go into
spoilers. You're talking about the brontosaurus and the engulfed by smoke? The
Brachiosaurus first whatever. Of all. Okay. Dinosaur fan. Anyway, sorry.
Well, when I was a kid, it was brontosaurus.
No, they're different species. I thought they
said brontosaurus now no longer existed at all. All
right, hold on.
Not even a species.
So...
you did this,
Brontosaurus was Brontosaurus was actually a Camarasaurus skull that was actually put on the body of an Apatosaurus. They didn't discover they had the wrong head on that body.
Right.
So then they identified, like, oh, these are actually two different species. Brontosaurus didn't exist. Brachiosaurus is a completely different genus that is now being identified as Giraffatitan because that's another species they then discovered were actually the same thing.
So that's what I just said, except long and boring.
There's going to be a pretty disaster.
It kind of is what he said. It really is what he said.
So, in other words, yes, you're correct, Chris, and I'm sorry. We were saying.
Jesus the Christ, any more whiskey?
You always say that.
But I really mean it this time.
I need an IPA, actually.
Well, help yourself right next to
you. The one thing, real quick, and I swear to God, I'll shut up for a minute and let other people talk, is that they keep doing this thing that really kind of pisses me off, which is, you remember this from the first movie?
There's a lot of that.
Remember this from the first movie?
Oh, a lot.
Remember this from the first movie?
That was actually the only part of the fucking movie I liked.
Was the throwback?
Right.
Yeah, it was the throwback.
And that's because it's we've talked about this before, it's firing those endorphins in your brain, your nostalgia
glands. I recognize that thing.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Well, I mean, it was just like the only part of the movie that was good. It was, which was a good part of the first movie, which was good.
Sure.
Well, there's a lot of callbacks in general.
But now, like, even the damn T-Rex looks bored. I mean, even he seems like, we're doing this again. Here I am.
T-Rex. Yeah. Look, it's a fucking goat.
Who looked bored was Bryce Dallas Howard. Every scene, she looked like she was on Vicodin. You know, she was glassy-eyed. She had one facial expression the entire movie. She always looked like, you know, when you're like talking to someone and like you're trying to explain something and you can tell that they've like lost, they're not even listening to you anymore, but they're staring at you. They're going, and their eyes are kind of twitching a little. That's what she looked like the entire fucking movie.
She probably was on Vicodin. That's how they talked her into doing this fucking movie.
And the
millions of dollars.
Yeah, she acted more in that one episode of Arrested Development Season 5.
in Black Mirror. I mean, look at what she did in that. Yeah. She was great in
I think she's really capable of being a good actress. It's just, where is that here?
Stay away from Pete's Dragon. I mean, just stay away from the blockbuster.
She was in Pete's Dragon?
Yeah, she was the girl in Pete's Dragon.
It's so strange because, you know, I watched Jurassic World last night, half watched it, kind of preparing for this just to think, like, what are my feelings on this film? And of my many complicated feelings regarding that film, it's that I feel like Bryce Dallas Howard in that movie is an interesting character that the movie just is consistently shitting on and isn't really given her due, because I kind of like her in the previous film. In this one, it's like she's got a better meatier part to play, but they sucked all of her charisma out. Because, she was kind of boring in
this.
She's too conventionally bleeding heart in this movie.
And again, for no reason.
Exactly.
And then it doesn't play into any other part of her personality as the rest of the movie goes along. The rest of the movie, she's just written like a dude action character. Mm-hmm. And weirdly, it's Chris Pratt they have act nurturing in the whole film, both towards his Velociraptor and towards the little girl who is in this movie for no good reason whatsoever, except to find, I guarantee you, this was a writing room thing. I bet you anything there was no little kid character in here in the beginning script, the next to last draft of this film. They're like, they do something at the end of this movie that basically says, hey, let's murder tens of thousands of people. The good guys do this.
Yeah.
And they're like, somebody went, yeah, that's ridiculous. They would, the audience is never going to back that up. It's like, oh, what if...
It's
and it's the
little,
only reason this kid is in this movie
kid.
At all. And yeah. the reason they came
then it's
up
forgivable.
With it is so stupid.
It's also uncomfortable, too. Yeah. Like, really?
It's one of these movies. So, the original Jurassic Park. Now, and I swear, we're not going to spend this whole review gushing on the original movie.
We could.
But we're not going to. Probably be, well, not as much fun, but...
when Matt Frank ruled the review.
Yeah, goddamn right.
There's a banner behind him. Where did it come from?
Oh, you didn't notice that? Don't question it. Just enjoy it.
It just says, why don't you just says, listen to Gigantic Ass.
I wish I could do the T-Rex roar the way I can do the Godzilla roar, but I've had more practice with that. Anyway,
I was waiting. Okay, you owe me $5. It only took 20 minutes before you brought up Godzilla.
Here you go. That's why I'm in the room. Where the fuck was I going with this? Backtrack. Okay, so the thing about this movie is you compare it to the original movie, which is... The original Jurassic Park is not... I wouldn't call it a transcendental masterpiece of cinema. It is flawed. But it is also a master's class in how to make a film and to get the most out of your premise and to keep an audience engaged.
Sure.
This film, like Jurassic World, is a checklist of how not to make a fucking movie, especially when it comes to, hey, we need a scene for the trailer. Okay, we made the scene. Oh, shit. How do we work it into the movie? I guess we can bend over backwards. But my spine doesn't bend that much. Oh, well, you broke it. But that's okay. You're at least backwards now. And because there's a scene that's in the trailer, very prominently featured in the trailers, involving that Nosferatu-saurus scene. Right. And the little girl, and she's in the bed. There's no reason that scene should be in the film. But because it was in the trailer, or somebody thought of it, they wanted this scene, the movie is screaming at me, kill me.
There's lots of scenes in this movie like that, though, that you're like, you just had your idea for this one image, there was no way for it to make sense within the plot, and you're like, oh, nobody cares, just do the scene. There's a scene that you see in the trailers that involved, like, Chris Pratt jumping through the jaws of a T-Rex in a scenario that... I am sorry, no one, not even Matt Frank, loves dinosaurs that much that situation.
Don't fucking speak for
me. You know you did not do that.
Well, it was like an animatronic, though.
Frank said, it's just like you're so bored with the whole entire movie that you just don't care about the plot holes anymore. Yeah. I want to hear from Mike, though, because Mike...
Who keeps going, I liked it.
Because Mike feels like this movie, and I want to hear the positive.
I'm just letting you guys bench.
Oh, you liked it?
Give me the good stuff.
I like some of it. I didn't like. I'm not saying that I love the film or anything. It's just
I'm just going to sit here and glare at my boy.
The thing about the film is that, like, yeah, there's a lot of really bad issues with it, but I had fun for chunks of it. Like, because there are certain scenes where it was selling me on certain. Like, because the fact is, it's more of a just.
That's what I said about Suicide Squad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just more of a really bad monster film sometimes. Like, there's a lot of fun little. Character moments I almost said Owen Wilson. With Owen Grady.
Chris
like,
Pratt.
I liked his character a lot. Yeah, Chris Pratt's character. Like, the funny thing is, he kept reminding me of my brother. the way he talked, I was like, oh, it sounds like, oh, it's okay. But yeah, like, I enjoyed all these little fun little moments of, the, you know, them trying to stop this weird fucking plot that was going on as it went on. But then the third act happens. And then shit just gets really fucking weird.
What I am going to tell you is, Michael, is that I actually am, well, literally next to you, but I am actually there with you to a certain extent because as much bitching and moaning as I have done, I actually am a little closer to you in that shit, I had a great time.
Yeah, I had fun with a lot of it, but yeah.
I wasn't ever bored, to be honest. I know you were. Neither of us were.
I was. I thought it starts slow, but then there's the only moment this movie works is a brief thing where the volcano goes off on the island and there's a big chase towards the shore. That whole sequence, you're like, finally, this movie's going. It's something we haven't seen before in these movies, and it's pretty fucking cool. I was like, yes, I'm with you, movie. But then after that's over, it's like 40 minutes of nothing. Just talky bullshit. Exactly.
I feel like we really need to talk spoilers on this.
One new character after another, like, that have almost no reason to even be introduced at all. Hey, there's Toby Jones. I wonder if he's evil. It's Toby Jones. Okay, he's evil. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it's just B.D. Wong is in this movie.
I mean,
it's why.
It's like everyone in this movie, you know, Toby Jones, he's so cartoonish. Everyone in this movie is a cartoon character.
Thank you. Everyone's a stereotype. Stereotype, and it's not even a good stereotype. It's just like a clumsy, overwritten stereotype.
And just, I mean, I wouldn't mind that if these characters actually did things that real people would ever do. Well, no one in this movie ever acts like or behaves like any real person would ever actually behave. And this is coming from someone who loves bad horror films.
Yeah.
And these characters do things that people at Camp Crystal Lake wouldn't do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, I'm sorry. This is so stupid. You're like, there's no way. There's no fucking way.
But Kim would never go back into her bed.
They're just like, they're just so much dumb shit. One thing after another. I'm like, no. This is Book of Henry levels of bad and dumb.
Speaking
Sam
of writers.
Sorry,
Book of Henry levels. It's I'm sorry. It's written that badly that I was just like, this. You're making me angry. I don't care. The effects are fine. I don't have any problem with the effects.
CGI was terrible.
I thought the monsters looked good on the whole. I was like,
monsters and not dinosaurs.
They are monsters.
There are
some CGI parts where I was just like, wow, that's like not even close to being good.
Well, I mean, I think that something that I really want to see is
too much and not
enough. We're talking a little bit about how I miss dinosaur movies. Because it's just been Jurassic Park
for a long
time now. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, 1 million years BC. Great dinosaur movie. Super silly, but really fun.
Carnosaur?
What was the one with Ringo Starr?
Valley of Guanji, or half of Harryhausen's repertoire.
I mean, I would love to see another one that's like, oh, we went, well, it's time travel, and the machine breaks, and now we're caught back in the Jurassic Age, and we have to survive.
Now, see, there is a book.
Kung Fury?
There's a book that came out a few years ago called Cretaceous Dawn. That is a super well made time travel dinosaur adventure, and it's really just about these small group of scientists who just, there's an accident with this weird energy thing that they're working on. They're like, oh shit, it's this whole time travel thing, but then they're stuck 65 million years ago with no way to get home, and the book really handles dinosaurs in a really interesting way that you don't see most media do. Mm. And I think it would be, if somebody were to take that and adapt it, we could have a nice new dinosaur franchise, something fucking different other than the same goddamn T-Rex and goddamn Raptors we've been watching for 25 years.
But this is too big and iconic, you figure.
Well, what happened to that one, what was the name of that movie with the T-Rex that actually had feathers in it? That came out not that long ago.
Oh, Dinosaur Island or something? I don't remember because it sucked.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, somebody tried.
We just had direct-to-VOD Jurassic Games and nobody went to go see that. I'm just saying. Cross between the Hunger Games and Jurassic Park.
You said VOD.
Is that a porn?
No, it's a real movie.
No.
The problem is that
it's now.
Jurassic Park, in a way, has almost ruined dinosaurs.
It has.
Now
absolutely.
You can just plug dinosaurs. You can plug a CGI dinosaur into anything. And that sucks because it means that nobody's taking any risks or doing anything bold with this genre anymore.
I mean, do you guys remember, even after Jurassic Park came out in 93, remember, like, in the following year when the Flintstones came out, the dinosaurs seemed passé even then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that technology. Like,
is that about the Flintstones movie?
Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure.
Okay,
I was a little confused too.
I was thinking the dinosaurs television show that was amazing.
Oh, that's
from the 80s.
So awesome.
Oh, TGIF. The TGIF days.
Good.
Pizza Hut and TGIF.
My favorite line from that final episode ever.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. My favorite line from that movie is, well, I believe in trickle-down economics. See, rich dinosaurs live on top of hills, and sometimes change falls out of their pocket and rolls downhill. That show was brilliant, and nobody gives it credit for that.
It was very brilliant.
It was the Honeymooners with dinosaurs, but then again,
it was All in the Family with dinosaurs.
There you go. That also works.
All right.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
We really should circle back around.
Do we have to
keep talking about this movie?
Just I'm avoiding talking about Fallen Kingdom.
let's go ahead and go to final thoughts here. Patience, why don't you get us started?
Fallen Kingdom. So
Fallen franchise, right?
Exactly. So Chris's awesome sister Kim is in town. Hi, Kim. And she was like, so what do you think you're going to say? And I was like, I'm just feel like incomprehensibly screaming into the microphone. Like, that's how I feel about this movie. It's so bad. It's not so bad. It's good. It's just fucking bad. I don't think I've hated a movie this much since Prometheus.
Ooh.
And that's strong words from me because I fucking hate Prometheus. I hate this movie. Don't go see it, please. I'm going to give it... Okay, there was only the one throwback scene that I liked. Mm-hmm. So it's getting one Buffalo Bill out of 10 from me.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Awesome. You know, I'll be honest. I keep on forgetting this movie's coming out. I saw the Super Bowl spot. I saw all the trailers, but I cannot, for the life of me, like keep this movie on my radar. You know, I think I shut down between Hotel Artemis and Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm like, okay, I'm good for right now. You know, everything about this movie is sloppy. It's tired. It's boring. It's not that not that interesting at all. It's uncomfortable, and in the end, it's actually kind of depressing. I will give it credit for the. I'm a big Irwin Allen fan. I love the disaster movies of the 70s, so anything with the volcano, I was just all about. I thought there was some actually pretty great action sequences happening, you know, them trying to dodge the lava. The lava is the most interesting fucking character in this damn movie. So for that, I'll give it some credit, but this is just, you know, a checklist of beats it's trying to hit, and it's not really doing good on any of them. So I've got to give this 4 out of 10 Chris Pratt twangs.
Mm-hmm. All right, 100,000 subs for us.
I probably have some of the more favorable things to say.
Sure, buddy.
The thing is, I still had some enjoyment out of it because it wasn't just another Jurassic Park movie about making another park or just staying on the island the entire
time. That's the next one.
Like, I like the fact that it was trying to at least be slightly different. The fact that it was this weird plot against the dinosaurs for some fucking reason that made very little sense, though. But I still had fun with the dumbass ride the whole way. There's a lot of weird fucking repeating shots where, like, for instance, it's as if I would drop my phone and then it would, like, randomly turn to, like, a 180 degrees to show me do it again real fast all of a sudden. That happens, like, 3 times in this movie for, like, no fucking reason. Yeah, the thing about you guys are talking about, there's a lot of shots that are clearly designed for the trailer, like the part where the T-Rex roars after beating up a dinosaur for no fucking reason, and it does it twice, and then, and the little girl hiding under the blanket, because, you know, hiding from monster girls.
Why would she do that?
The blanket protects you.
Let's go back into the house.
I get it that when you were like, oh, when I was a little kid, I used to hide from monsters in my blanket. It was like, that's when you were half certain they weren't real.
Also, it wasn't like she was completely covered by the blanket anyway.
Yeah.
She like was clearly, you could see her. Even I would be like, hey, I see you. I'm going to kick your ass.
Meanwhile, the dinosaur's like, you got the shot yet? You got the shot? Yeah. Should I? Yeah. You want me to get closer? I won't eat. It's don't like, eat her. Okay,
when's
closer.
Lunch?
Cool.
You got the shot.
Craft services sucks.
Creep.
The movie focuses more on Blue as it progresses. You know, sometimes has some kind of sweet moments between Owen and Blue.
I don't mean to interrupt. Can we just talk about the fact that they have a fucking crying dinosaur in this movie? That's how bad movie is.
Why did that happen?
I forgot about that. I apologize,
Michael. I don't remember which part that was.
It
was Blue.
Oh, that's right. Almost forgot
about
that.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The movie does try manipulating you in every fucking possible way.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, hey, you remember this part? That's kind of neat. I'm like, that's cool, I guess. Like, I kept looking at Matt, I'm like, I'm not fucking falling for it again. I'm not doing it.
Fool me once.
Like, you fooled me. Like, and it kept trying. It's just like, hey, watch it die. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Oh, boy.
It's just,
that's horrible.
There's so many plans, though, that people have in this movie that just don't make any sense. Like, the worst plan is when, like, a character is just like, I caught you doing the thing. Now, call the police for me. It's like, I'm sorry, what?
Let me just go do that right now.
It's like, yeah, I'll totally just get up and tell on myself. It's like, no. This was an awful plan. It's just, the third act...
It's funny because the third act, actually, we forgot to talk about the fact that Ian Malcolm's in this film for like
all right, 30 actions, seconds.
All of like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like twice.
He didn't even have to have lunch.
He has more scenes in the trailer than he does in this movie.
That was like a half hour.
I think he did.
Solid.
I think he has more. Yeah, I think he has more scenes in the trailers than
he is
made.
More active in the Jurassic World Evolution video game than he is in this movie.
Yes, exactly.
That brings up a good point. Like how much good actors are wasted in this. You have Timothy Spall's son and Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter in this movie.
Wait, who is that?
Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter?
Yeah, who's
she
that?
She was the governess.
Chaplin? Was she in this?
Geraldine Chaplin.
Yeah. She was also in Orphanage, too.
And, I mean, I'm a big fan of B.D. Wong.
Yeah, I know.
And I think he was wasted in
Every
this.
Every time I hear his name, I think of Buck Rogers. Because of Tweaky, I go, B.D., 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 B.D.
Oh, wow. Okay. We also didn't talk about the side characters at all.
I think you just aged yourself, but...
Everyone knows how old I am.
Oh, okay.
I make no secret of my ancient advanced age.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Ted Levine, he played his creepy old Buffalo Bill self.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Levine is like, actually, it was weird. I had a discussion with someone who was like, do you realize Ted Levine's played more good guys than bad guys in his career? Remember him for his bad guy role.
I knew him as the cop from Monk, actually, for a long time.
Yeah, he's played a lot of like good cop roles. Yeah.
I forgot about Monk.
What an indication. It just ended, yeah.
But anyway, back to final thoughts with Michael.
Oh, yeah, sorry. we never talked about the random side characters, one who in particular, who I fucking just hated, like a lie, which is the IT dude. It felt like his dialogue was written for a child. Like they were going to make a child character for him.
That's Justice Smith, who was in the Get Down and Paper Towns.
He's wasted.
I know.
No, sorry.
It was just, again, caricatures, stereotypes. Yes.
They were really bad. There was a
paleo veterinarian
who does stuff, I guess, here and there.
Is that Daniela Pineda? Yeah.
That's her.
Pineda.
I'm a doctor.
Kind of.
With tats.
They just
I'm
invented
a millennial
my
doctor.
Thing, so
oh, I love that.
I'm the only one. Anyway, please.
Sorry,
I'm
trying. You guys keep fucking stopping.
We're sorry, okay?
There's so much more that I would love to spoil on it. The third act just... Something happens in it that just made me go, like, why, though? multiple times, by the way. It's not just, like, the very end, like, as it kept going. I just, but why? But no, but, okay. Overall, though, I didn't fucking hate it with a passion.
You just listed nothing but things
that is,
you hated.
That is
about
the most
it.
Glowing review.
That's the thing, is I didn't hate... Like,
I hated the passion.
I thought it was just... A movie that existed.
I don't think I hated it nearly as much as the rest of you.
I just didn't really hate it. Like, at the end of the day, I'm just going to forget it and want to play Dino Crisis. There's a lot of sequences that just reminded me of Dino Crisis.
It's a Dino Crisis movie. Fuck you, Hollywood.
Overall, I would have to give it 4.5 out of 10 repeating shots.
All right. And Matt Frank?
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. Settle in, boys.
So I'm actually going to try to keep this relatively succinct because I've already... shut up.
Turn over the little board game hourglass.
Pull out a checklist.
You people are the reason I drink.
Can't prove that.
You're welcome. So here's the thing.
And I'm his sponsor.
Now, I'm... So I'm not... I know people sometimes think, oh, Matt, he's a fucking idiot. He likes dinosaur movies. But here's the thing. I don't disagree with any of you, except the boring angle. I was never bored. I was mostly baffled and incredulous. Couple of times I was like, yay, that was fun. And I thought the dinosaurs were kind of fun. I mean, yeah, again, the CGI was a little dodgy here and there, and I like seeing some animatronic dinosaurs. That was a nice little breath of fresh air. Basically, whenever the dinosaurs look really good, you know, it's an animatronic.
Yes.
Same rule as the last all movies. The thing is, though, I almost feel like I have a weird sense of detachment from future entries in this franchise. I'm still a fan, and God knows I've spent enough money on the merchandise for this film, mostly because it relates back to the original movie. And they finally got somebody to make some decent goddamn toys. But the thing is...
There's a Disney Minis episode.
I feel like almost like a surgeon doing an autopsy, and I think I'm going to keep going back to rewatch this movie to be like, okay, but like, what about this part? What about this doesn't fucking work? I almost feel like it's a great teaching tool for, you know, how not to structure a screenplay, how not to write scenes organically. But again, I had fun in the theater just being wowed by the shit they kept throwing at me. And I think that there are actually some pretty cool shots and sequences and some decent action scenes. I appreciate they didn't just recreate the ending from the last movie, which I fully expected them to do. And again, you know what? Current socio-political climate, fuck it. We need a bunch of people to get eaten by dinosaurs. I don't care. I'm with the little girl. At the same time, again, I get it. It's a deeply flawed movie. A lot of people are going to fucking hate it, and I don't really care. This isn't like Rampage or Skull Island where I'm going to sit there and fucking fight you because I just, like, whatever. It's going to make $1 billion either way. Oh, I will say that I actually I wanted the movie to just be about Daniela Pineda's character, the paleo-veterinarian. I just immediately fell in love with her. She's just delightful. Really sad that they cut her... they apparently cut a scene where she kind of has a throwaway line about how she's gay, because Hollywood's too chicken shit to give us some goddamn representation. Fuck you. But still, liked her. Whatever about the rest of the characters. I'm going to give this... you know what? Just for the amount of fun I had in the theater, I'm going to give it 5 out of 10 abandoned Barbasol can-related sequel hooks.
Look, here's my thing. I love the first Jurassic Park more than almost any other pop Hollywood film.
Right,
like
brother.
A just amazing experience that, like, is transcended at points, raises the hair on the back of your neck, scares the living shit out of you. It's still, I think, one of the scariest movies ever made.
That's T-Rex scene.
Totally agree.
Yeah, it's super well done.
I saw that in the theater. Totally it agree. Frightened the fuck out of me.
Crash course in how to make a movie.
Actual great relationships great between the characters who grow and change as the film go on. It's a really great movie.
Dr. Sattler's my bag.
And they've never made another one that was even close to the same, capturing that quality. Not even the other one by Spielberg. The second one.
No.
You're like, this one is
makes... Which he doesn't like
which is, no, even he's like, yeah, that's one of the worst movies
I did
made.
Like Vince Vaughn in that, though.
But I mean, you know, it's not a total...
You let them improvise.
But that's the thing is, I'll say that none of the rest of the films, what I would say, you know what, it's just throw the whole thing away, just scrap it until this point. Where I'm like, no, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter that it has a scene here or a scene there. Like, well, that was cool, the dinosaur killed that guy. No, this movie is an example of how things are just going to keep getting worse for this franchise and or just replace, like, nobody else can make any other dinosaur films. I want more dinosaur films. I want a good Jurassic Park film again. And goddammit, Spielberg, you are one of the producers on this series, and you should know better by this point than to let fucking Colin Trevorrow keep shitting all over
this
goddamn franchise.
He's a really terrible
Aaron Kruger has nothing on you, is what I'm saying. You are that fucking bad. You need to stop. You are ruining this for people. And yeah, there's always going to be idiots out there who are going to spend money. I am asking you. I am asking you people. Okay. You're like, oh, I got to see this now. Now, great.
Don't. Please
steal
don't.
It. Sneak into the theater.
Wow.
Sneak into the theater. Rip it off from someone. Do whatever you have to do. Do not give them money, because you know what happens if you do? Even if you're doing it because you're like, I got to see how bad it is, they're going to keep letting Colin Trevorrow make more films. And none of us want that.
Wait till it's at the dollar, because then the revenue doesn't go to the
Right. This is my personal
Pirates.
Play to you, America. Don't pay to go see this movie.
I love how Bayona
begging
is,
you.
Is escaping this criticism.
Bayona,
he can escape the movie.
He knows
overall.
How to shoot a fucking movie.
Bayona has made some really good movies, but there are movies that he had complete control over. This movie, he was basically a gun for hire.
It was definitely,
and you can tell.
You can see where Bayona and Trevorrow's instincts regarding film are bashing against each other like a couple of sticky Molochs.
And that's part of the problem, too, because Bayona wants to make a horror film, ultimately, which I don't have an issue with, except he's going using sort of gothic-y horror tropes, and I'm like, what are you doing? This is a Jurassic Park
fucking
movie.
Fucking dinosaurs. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy fucking shit. Fucking dinosaurs.
Pops up a few times.
Yeah, it's like, next movie, they're gonna, like, Chris Pine's gonna track down a Blue, and now he's got his own mansion. He's gonna have like a velvet cape. It's like I did not drink wine.
So that sounds like a better movie already.
It already does. Yeah. Damn. Anyway, upshot is terrible, terrible fucking movie. I don't care how many apologies we can make for points of it. Yes, the main new dinosaur, which is a dumb in concept, looks great because so what? Anybody can do that if your budget is $180 million.
You don't get points for having a
dinosaur that looks great and your budget is $180 million.
Isn't it such a shame that Pacific Rim looks like the first Pacific Rim looks like 10 times better than this, and it had a higher budget, but made like probably a quarter of what this is going
to
make?
I'm going to, like, and this is only for like a few scenes that I go, okay, that was well executed the way you did some of the action there. And once again, not an apology, I'm giving this 2 out of 10 evil dinosaur dentists. Out of nowhere, evil dinosaur dentists.
You know what would be really sad is I thought, oh, a couple screens down, there's Hotel Artemis playing to an empty auditorium.
I know, right?
And I would much rather be
there.
Even
you two patients.
Yeah, I didn't even care for Hotel Artemis, but I would have watched it again.
Yeah, over this.
Happily.
Yeah. I didn't see Incredibles 2 still.
But, yeah, well, obviously, I'd rather watch, like, you have a choice. You can either watch Incredibles 2 nonstop for a week straight, or you can watch another 10 minutes of this movie.
I'll take Incredibles 2. Watching real movies.
I'm going to make up an assignment list.
Okay.